You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
B&W Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Call B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. The professionals in the big black trucks. They maintain, they repair, they replace, they educate. You deserve better plumbing, heating, and cooling services. Go to BigBlackTrucks.com for more information. I'm Terry Stacy, and joining me in studio, it's time to bring in our friend Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Oh, it's a busy time.
It is. Can you believe it? We just had the Indiana Conference for Women on Thursday.
That's right.
Christmas gift and hobby show this weekend.
I know.
Fantastic. I mean, Christmas is right around the corner.
It is. And a lot of people I noticed on my Facebook feed is that you put those trees up right after you got rid of the Halloween candy.
Yes.
You skipped Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You just said, nope, not anymore. I have never seen so many people put their trees up right this very minute. But you do it, and nobody says it's right or nobody says it's wrong.
Well, they shouldn't.
It's interesting.
Plenty of people say it's wrong, but they shouldn't.
No, it's whatever makes you happy.
Exactly.
And if that tree makes you happy, then put it up.
Well, the way I look at it is, all the effort I go into decorating my house for Christmas.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy it more than just 3 or 4 weeks.
I agree.
Right? Now,
we
traditionally keep everything up until the Feast of the Three Kings. So, you know, we leave it up after New Year's. But, you know, I'm ready. If I didn't have a 4-year-old begging for Thanksgiving decorations, we'd probably have our Christmas stuff up too.
I think there's a good number of you that are ready to celebrate the holidays. And so be it. Hope everybody's having a good day. That Christmas gift and hobby show continues today. It is the final day. If you so desire, get out to the Indiana State Fairgrounds.
And part of why we do this segment is to remind you to shop local as much as you can. So when you're looking for those holiday gifts, check out IndianaOriginals.com. We are a network of independent Indiana-based businesses helping you identify and support local businesses and organizations faster and easier. And as we get into the holidays, you know, it can be a very stressful time. And there's, you know, a lot of joy around the holidays. There's a lot of passion. There's a lot of visiting, you know, but there's some trouble around the holidays too.
Absolutely.
And we're going to raise awareness for that today with our next guest, Kelly McBride, Executive Director of Domestic Violence Network and Indiana Original. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
It is great to have you here. Thank you very much for having me help you MC your big night out a couple weeks ago. Terry, it was a fantastic party.
Good.
Great awareness, lots of fundraising, and that money goes to very, very important causes. Tell us about the Domestic Violence Network.
Yeah, I would love to. So the Domestic Violence Network, we've been around since 1997, and our mission is to change the culture that leads to domestic violence through advocacy, education, and collaboration. So we do our work in those three pockets. Most of what we do is education in the community. So we have adult education where we train individuals on how to recognize and respond to domestic violence. So churches, community members, nonprofits, for-profits. And we have an advocates group where we do best practice training for our advocates. So when they're working with clients directly, they, you know, they have all the skills in their pocket. And then we also do a lot of education with youth, in particular with IPS schools, grades 9 through 12, where we're going in and doing training on healthy relationships, consent, what does teen dating violence look like, how to help a friend, and then working with the schools to change the culture that leads to domestic violence through like poster campaigns, student ambassadors coming together and working together.
Now, for our listeners who may be more familiar with you know, our members like Coburn Place or Beacon of Hope, clarify how you're different than those organizations or how you work together.
Yeah. So those organizations are amazing, but they're direct service. They're direct service organizations, and we are not direct service. We're an intermediary. So we bring everyone together. We're the conduit, if you will, of domestic violence providers. So not just like Coburn Place and Beacon of Hope, but also just community members at large. So we have the prosecutor's office as part of our network, IMPD, social workers at schools, hospitals, you know, so they all come together and they learn from each other. And we collaborate and we figure out best ways to help survivors and to hold perpetrators accountable and to end domestic violence in the community.
What are we really looking at here in Indianapolis and Central Indiana? What are some of the statistics?
Yeah, sure. So really, we're right on par with the national statistics. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 7 men will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. We are high when it comes to sexual assault for our young people. So we're 3rd out of 30 states nationally.
Wow. Wait, I'm sorry. Repeat that.
3rd out of 30 states nationally for sexual assault from 9th through 12th graders.
Wow. So what has gone wrong? What is happening?
I'm like in shock right now.
Me too.
Like my skin temperature changed. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you're talking about young people. Are they just not? Tell us why that you think that's happening. That number is so high.
Sure. Well, there's a few things that go into that. It is a high number, absolutely. But that doesn't mean that it's not higher around other states. It means that our kids are disclosing.
They're reporting it.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, there's more awareness around sexual assault with the Me Too movement, social media, you know, all the attention that sexual assault's getting right now. So, I mean, that plays into it quite a bit. And I think that might be a big part of it, but that's also why it's so important for us to go into the schools and do what we're doing to talk about that. A lot of kids don't know what consent is or what that means, which is a little surprising to me. So we have to teach them.
Wow. I'm sad, but it makes me sad. It makes me sad. And I'll bet you that that isn't just happening in the inner city or in particular mm-hmm. parts of our inner city. I think it's probably happening across the board where it doesn't matter where you live, right?
Oh, absolutely. Sexual assault and domestic violence don't discriminate. It happens across all socioeconomics, all racial. I mean, it happens everywhere. It's just talked about more in certain communities than others, and it might look a little bit different in other certain communities. We do have like an online dashboard where you can see what domestic violence looks like in the criminal justice system, and you'll see the inner city, like Terry said, like more congested and like more reporting. But you have to keep in mind that their neighbors are probably more likely to call because they're more likely to live closer together, you know, whether it's an apartment or more of a zero lot, where if you get out further in the city, the houses get further apart. Your neighbors aren't going to hear you. So it's less likely for neighbors to call, but it still happens.
Speaking of neighbors, witnessing, suspicion, what can we do if we suspect someone is going through a situation like that? What is the best thing for us to do when we're not, maybe we don't know that neighbor really mm-hmm. well, but we have the gut feeling we know something's wrong?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Keep the door open for them. They might not, even if you approach them and say, hey, I'm worried about you, which would be a great thing. I wouldn't go up and say, hey, I think you're a victim of domestic violence, because they'll definitely shut down. But I'm worried about you. I've noticed A, B, and C. They're probably not going to respond positively to that. So, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to ruminate on it and think about it. So leave that door open. And that also keep in mind, it takes up to 7 times for someone to leave a domestic violence relationship. So they may leave and come back and leave and come back. And that's okay. For them to do that and not to get frustrated and discouraged when you see that.
So to be more of the supportive role mm-hmm. and understand that, it's very frustrating being on the outside
Absolutely.
Of the situation. And coming from someone who has been on the inside of this situation, you know, I had a boyfriend who was not so kind to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody saw it.
Mm-hmm.
No one helped me. No one did anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time visiting some neighbors and they were like, hey, what happened at your neighbor's house? I'm like, what do you mean? And they said, what happened at your neighbor's house? There was yelling, there was screaming. You know, it sounded really bad. I'm like, that was me. That was my boyfriend trying to choke me to death.
Mm.
I really wish you would have called someone.
Mm-hmm.
Is there not, like, is it going to hurt something if you do hear something and you just call
the cops
and just say, I suspect something? Or what is that option? What's the best way to handle
that? Yeah, if you hear or see something that's violent that's happening, absolutely call 911. Because that person needs help at that moment. If you suspect something that's different, you can't call the police because the person's withdrawn or, you know, or not responding or whatever. But if you hear or see something, absolutely say something. You need to call the authorities and get some help over there.
Kelly McBride, Executive Director of the Domestic Violence Network. Terry, we have to have her back. There's so much
absolutely.
More to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. We will. We absolutely will. For support, resources, and advice for your safety, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is 1-800-799-SAFE or 800-799-7233. Kelly, if anyone would like to get a hold of you, you got a website or something you'd like our listeners to know about?
Yes, absolutely. Our website is dvnconnect.org, and our phone number is 317-872-1086. Feel free to give us a call anytime.
She's an Indiana original. And Mel, if they'd like to get a hold of you or become a member?
Sure. Visit us at indianaoriginals.com and send me your questions, mel@indianaoriginals.com.
Thank you both so much. I sure appreciate what you're doing, Kelly. Thank you very, very much. Today's top stories are next on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit indianaoriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.